Hey, how's it going out there? It's another Tuesday. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you are, in fact, listening to another Carolyn and Joe show. How's it going, Carolyn?
It's good.
And guess who we have in the studio today?
Who could it be?
Oh, it's me.
Oh. the original troublemaker there, Mr. Brian Sarvis. How you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing okay. Welcome to 2011, man. How's your 2011 already?
So far, it's panning out all right.
It's been 1 week. I mean, how much can you assess in 1 week?
I don't know. Did you have anything that you're like, I don't know. Have we ever talked about sort of resolutions? I don't know if we ever said like, oh, this year, this resolution is going to be awesome. Brian, did you have like any resolutions? Do you ever do resolutions actually?
I'm not really a resolution kind of guy, but I started going back to the gym again, so I guess that would be my resolution.
You're like, I'm gonna get cut this year.
Yeah, that's right.
You've been doing like a lot of rock climbing. Is that some of the one of the main workout things you tried doing or you are doing in process?
Yeah, I've been trying to do that a little bit. It's tough, but it's definitely fun. It's a lot more enjoyable than just lifting weights.
I do get really tired of sort of like lifting weights sometimes too.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of working out, Carolyn? Is that something that did you have a resolution this year?
Well,
2011, I'm gonna get cut.
I actually never made a resolution, but last year I made a resolution for like the first time. Because I'm not like really a resolution. Like I've always thought about it. Usually at the end of the year, I kind of think about like how my year went. Then I think about what I want to do the next year, but I never really think like, I'm going to break this habit or quit this or, you know, I never really think about that. I just think about things I want to do. So I guess in a way it's a resolution, but it's not. Usually when people, like when I think of the word association with like
the world association
with the resolution, I usually think about quitting something. Even though a lot of people say they work out, you know, that's probably the top thing. But
everyone wants to work out so much.
It's either work out or quit smoking. But
my life is a gym.
My life is a gym.
Do you watch Community, Brian?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, man. There's like in the first season of Community, I highly recommend. Have you seen a couple episodes?
It's a really good show.
Which one is it? Who's in it?
Chevy Chase.
Yeah, Chevy Chase, Allison Brie.
Okay, I've seen
the guy
one
from
episode.
Talk Soup.
I've seen one episode of it, yeah.
And like I bought Community like on Black Friday.
It was for $15
15
at
bucks.
Nice.
15 bucks. I was waiting for that show to come down below that price. You know, it's just one of those things where you knew, like, I should definitely get this show.
But it's normally like 40, right?
Yeah, it's usually that normal price.
But
you know
for
us,
$15.
Brian, you and me, man, we go way back with trying to find television shows or anything that were.
No, but now I've embraced the whole internet buying, so like I can get it so cheap now.
Yeah, exactly. That's still like the goal is to get like
the goal
$20 or
the goal
lower.
Is to really get it anytime on sale.
That's
you don't have to pay full price. I never will pay full price for anything.
But basically, yeah. So on Community, the first season, they had a Christmas episode, in which the main character Jeff, I believe, right? He's like some guy is trying to pitch a fight with them, and so like the rest of the team is trying to like teach him how to fight.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one of those moments. But when he's like trash talking, like at the climax of the story, when he's trash talking the guy that's being a bully to him. And he's like, hey, man, like you look like you just came back from the gym. And he's like, my life is a gym. It's like, you got to check it out. I highly recommend that. Community is a pretty amazing show, and it's been around, and I didn't know how huge it actually was until.
How many seasons are they on?
They're on their second season right now.
So the first one had, like, how many episodes? Like, 32 episodes or something?
Yeah, it had, like, 24 episodes.
24, I don't know. It was just, like, a large amount.
It's a half-hour or hour show?
It's a half-hour show.
Okay.
But it's really well written and well written for the characters too, like all the characters have like their own, you know, obviously.
Do you have a favorite character in Community, Carolyn?
I don't know if I have a favorite, but I just
do you know the premise, Brian, of Community?
I do not.
I want to hear Carolyn sell or pitch it to you.
I'm gonna pitch it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna pitch it to you. I'm gonna pitch it to you.
I'm gonna let you finish.
Brian asked me that yesterday when we were talking about a story. He's like, pitch it to me, Joe. Pitch it to me. And I'm always like, dude, you got me like so.
Now my life is a pitch.
My life is a pitch.
I'm always pitching shit to everybody. Yeah, at work and here.
pitch Community to Brian.
Basically, it is obviously a half-hour TV show, comedy with the great Chevy Chase from SNL, and basically it's a community college, and everyone is there for different reasons. Like the guy from Talk Soup, he used to be a lawyer, and he got, you know, disqualified from the bar, and so he's going back to community college. And then they have like failures from high school that like didn't really get into like a, you know, traditional college,
right.
And then they're going to community school, and then they have a mother that's a divorced mother with kids, and
she's black.
Yeah, and she's black, and she loves Jesus. You know, and basically all of them, like, what happens is they create this study league for Spanish class, and so they all get together and study Spanish, but it ends up they're just like all connecting with each other.
Alright, okay.
So it revolves around it, no, I mean, oh, it's such a crappy pitch, but basically, like, because I'm not
I'm never gonna watch that show ever.
You didn't sell me on that. What are you talking about? There's a black woman who's pregnant, or
no, a black lady who loves
there's Chevy
Jesus.
Chase and a black religious woman.
You're like, that's it, I'm not
and
watching that
and they're in school.
And then there's like this
the school.
Yeah, and then they're in school, so it's like it doesn't on that doesn't really sound appealing. But what is appealing about all of them is that they all get together and they all like form their special bond. It seems like unlikely characters that would ever like each other, but then they all find a way to like really like try to go out of their way to be together.
Right.
But not like to, you know, like couples.
Well, so one of them does.
Well, let's just give away the whole story.
But I mean, like, you know, there is some like love connections, and then there's secondary characters. Like, there's this guy named Starburns. He has sideburns that are shaped like stars.
So I mean, this is like a single camera comedy. You know, it's almost in the same aspect of like another level of like, say, you know how like Scrubs was sort of like, oh, this sort of quick comedy, right. almost like the Simpsons, but real life.
Yeah.
So imagine that, but in a community college.
Right.
And that's the one thing I actually liked about it taking place in a community college, because I went to a community college, and like you don't get the normal like kids there. You don't get like just you get like
you went for 40
year old. You get like 40 year old people there, or like some, you know, 29 year olds that are like, I need to go back to school. You know,
you really do get the most diverse place. I mean, even we all went to Virginia Commonwealth University, and there you did occasionally see like a 40 year old there, and you know, trying to either switch careers or, you know, do something else. But at community college, I really do feel like you get the most of anything of like the characters who attend there.
Did you ever go?
I went to community college for like a year and a half, and I said, fuck this.
You're like, fuck this. I'm going to go to a real
yeah,
school.
Because
one day I'm going to go to a real school.
One day I will go to a real school. No, it was like being in high school all over again.
Yeah.
Basically.
It's like, it's grade 13.
Yeah. Did you have a lot of mixture of people though, or was it just basically all the same
kids? Oh no,
kids?
There's a lot of mixture of people, old and young. So it was diverse, but it was just a waste of time for me.
But I like how like Chevy Chase like tries to.
I didn't learn anything. That's the problem. Like it was, I tried, but they just weren't teaching me anything I didn't already know. I had to go to a real college.
Yeah. Surprisingly, in college, it was the same thing for me. Well, it was like not teaching me anything. Not to like make me seem like a badass. Or anything like that.
So basically, you never learned anything outside of anything.
It was the life experiences. It was that's what I got out of it, man.
But I love how each character,
I'm still paying for.
That's
like
right,
Chevy Chase, like still, it's like he tries to be all hip and young. It's kind of interesting.
Nice.
Yeah, I highly recommend that show. It's a pretty good show because it capitalizes on that. But also with the writing, they go like actually like, you talk about like, I know you might be fans of like concept episodes where you know, like in Supernatural they have like the, you know, like Sam and Dean are in a sitcom episode.
Yeah.
They have stuff like that on Community where like the whole episode is like
a mafia.
Like it's like
mafia,
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, like the good. They have like one that's totally like Goodfellas.
Right.
And they have an episode that's basically
all in claymation.
Yeah, a whole claymation.
Like
so
for the holiday episode.
Nice.
Yeah, and they also have like one where it's like hardcore. Like imagine like a war film, but it's like paintball. But they went like, they go like 100%, like 200% into it.
And they have four dances. And they have a shirt that says,
dances.
I attended, oh, is it five? It's like this shirt, and he's like, rips open his shirt, and it says, I went to all five dances. So and I was like, I didn't even know Community College had a dance.
Yeah, that's one of the things. It's like, I'm like watching Community College. I'm like, what? They didn't have dorms?
It's high school, dude. It's high school. Yeah, they definitely have dorms.
They have dorms, but they have dorms in this.
But only one of the characters stays at a dorm.
Yeah.
All the other ones, like, they either, I don't know where they live. They haven't really gone to, like, their personal level of that show.
So does it pretty much just stay inside the school, the
yeah.
whole show?
Yeah.
It never steps outside
well,
anybody's apartment.
The school parking lot. School parking lot. It's gone as far as the school parking lot, I believe.
Man, they had a sailing class?
Yeah, that was in the school parking lot. They had a boat in the school parking lot.
Nice.
But they took it so serious, too. There's like, that's what I like about this style of comedy. It's like, they're serious about how not serious they are.
Right.
You know what I mean? When a show is
kind of like The Office, in a sense,
yeah,
how that comedy
like,
is?
Yeah, sort of like that. Like it's that single camera in a style. But like, it's in that same type of world of like, it's serious, we're right. serious about the world that we're creating, but the world is not serious.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's a lot of good stuff like that. Like taking consider like taking for instance like the Goodfellas episode that they produce. I'm gonna do a spoiler, but basically like imagine like Casino and Goodfellas, but instead of like shipping drugs and stuff, they are like profiting off of chicken nuggets, basically
chicken fingers,
and so they have like this whole mafia ring, and then they get really big and powerful because of that. Then it eats them from the inside, like the power of having these chicken fingers.
Right.
I don't know if that sounds weird or not.
It sounds really weird.
But like imagine taking that to this a serious extent.
Oh, I know what you're saying. I mean? I'm catching it.
So yeah, I really dig that. That's the one thing.
I'll
yeah,
do,
Brian and I are like heavy into like. Scoping like TV shows on sale. That's I almost feel like that could be like our mark on the world that we leave.
Yeah, I feel like my pitch of Community was kind of lame.
Are you a fan of pitching? Like doing pitches? Would you ever like look at a show and be like,
I need to be emotionally attached to it to like really give it a good pitch, but like. I just feel like my first few sentences of that show is pretty.
Like,
I don't know if it grabbed you as much.
Like,
it didn't quite grab me as much as I would have liked, but you know.
What do you guys think is like the perfect way to pitch something? Like, if we can try to school people who are not saying that we're like the masterminds or we're like specialists on how to pitch, but when you guys hear a pitch, how would you want to hear it? Like, how would they captivate you? Because I almost do this a lot when we're selling the comic books. Right. I almost trick people now into thinking like. It's something that they... I mean, I'm not saying it's not something that they do.
You're like, I trick them into buying
but
our
like,
stuff.
But, like, usually when I pitch something it's or a story, I, like, try to make it relatable. Is that something think?
Yeah, I think so. I think if you can kind of get an idea of what the person's about or what they're like, you can kind of push your pitch towards that so that it's something that would interest them so that it'll grab their attention. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like a what's in it for them feel.
Like, I never wanted to see Supernatural, right?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, it looks really gay. Like, yeah. I'm not going to watch that.
Well, why? Like, when you
like
first...
I don't know. Like, Wincest?
Now, we're huge fans of Supernatural.
Here's the thing.
Down by far, we're huge fans. We're not like the girl fans. We're like, I love Sam and Dean. Let's put them together.
Yeah, like, Wincest, man. Like, I didn't even know what that was. And then I looked that up online. And I was like, ew, why? Who did that? And then people do that with My Chemical Romance. They have Wacest. It's like Gerard Way and Mikey Way, and they're brothers, and it says Wacest too. Same thing. With this Wincest.
Right. Well, the thing with me is Sam and Dean's character. Like, Sam was basically on Gilmore Girls, and I had seen that because
my
ex-girlfriend
why you
loved
like
Gilmore
this?
Girls. Yeah, and I was like, man, that guy is, I just don't like
just
him.
Like
I didn't
that.
Like his acting, like anything about him.
Yeah.
Then I seen Dean in Smallville, and I hated him in Smallville.
Yes, I did too.
Jared Padalecki and Jensen Ackles.
Yes.
I hated Dean in Smallville.
Exactly.
He
so
me off.
Then when I saw they were together doing a
You're
show,
like,
I was like, I'm never going to watch this.
This is bullshit.
This is gay.
Who pitched this shit?
Right.
Like,
exactly.
We got the guy from Gilmore Girls and the reject from Dawson's Creek and Smallville.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, this is not going to happen for me.
And they're going to fight ghosts. And
right,
we're like, what the
right.
fuck is that?
Exactly. So, and you know, the cover was kind of like, they're all holding these weird knives. Didn't look right.
Wearing these coats and shit
right.
like that with a car.
But then when I found out that, like, when Joe was like, dude, you just got to watch it. You'll love it.
Was that really the person?
You pushed it towards me because you're like, you don't understand. They got classic rock, muscle cars, and they're just shooting the place up, and Dean's character is awesome. I was like, all right, I'll give it a shot. And then from that point, I was hooked.
So that's how you got into the pitch with the cars.
Oh yeah, the cars and all that stuff. Yeah,
see, exactly.
Classic
that's like,
rock. I was sold. Muscle cars.
See, that's the one thing. Yeah, that's how the pitch was. It's like so. It's like, Brian, do you like horror movies? Do you like muscle cars, heavy right. metal music, and like a weird badass sense of humor?
Yeah.
And then like if I were going to Carolyn, I was like, well, do you like the guy from Dawson's Creek and Gilmore Girls or something like that? You know what I mean?
Right.
Imagine them on the screen at all times and they're fighting. You know. I actually think that Supernatural is a show for everyone, that everyone can get into. Like each side, there's nothing unless like someone is into Glee, or Twilight or something like that.
Right.
I feel like Supernatural can reach out to both of those, to all of those.
Yeah, I think it could bridge that gap.
Is that what you thought of Supernatural, Carolyn, when you first saw it, or you just like Jensen Ackles?
I like Jensen Ackles' coat.
Yeah, he has a cool badass
car.
Coat.
Yeah.
This is
6'7" Impalo.
This is what won me over. First, the first episode of Supernatural. So, like, you know, they do the intro in the beginning. They're like, Dean catches up with Sam, like, in his college or something like that. And they're like, we gotta go fight ghosts. Hard cut to the car driving, hard cut to the car driving down, like, the, down the road. And the first thing you hear is, bang your head! I was like, what the hell is that? I was like, I was like, are you serious? They're, like, rocking out hardcore. And even, like, sometimes when Dean uses, like, the, his alias names, he's like, yeah, Van Halen. Eddie Van Halen. Like,
yeah.
So definitely, are they on their last season?
Who knows? I thought season 5 was going to be the last season.
But apparently this is season 6, so we'll see how far it goes.
Do you think that Supernatural was a tough pitch to get that thing made? Like, how would you pitch that? Like, can you pitch Supernatural to Carolyn?
I doubt it. Do you want to see hot guys in cool cars kicking people's asses? Bam, watch Supernatural.
Bam. If you like horror, it's like a horror movie every single week, man. Yeah. You like that stuff? And it was really actually pretty, it hit that scary point, you know, like that. They didn't shy away from like the blood and the real horror level, and I thought that was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good show, but I haven't been watching it in the past 3 years.
That was like like the same, like, remember at the interview at the Me, You, Them, and Everyone?
When you, the, Me, you, Them, Everybody.
Yeah, you're talking about, what's it called, Entourage?
Well, first of all, I was talking about, tell me about Curls, and I was pitching.
Carolyn was a guest on another podcast.
Right, I heard about this.
This just to catch up.
Yeah, and so, like, he told me to tell him about Curls, and I did. And then, you know, I was like, yeah, and there's also this character named Turtleneck, and he's wearing a turtleneck. And then, like, and then he's like, so do you like Entourage? Like, immediately after that question, he asked me that because of Turtle, you know?
Right.
So, like, I mean, I got his thought process, but he just, like, switched the topic on me, and I was just like, oh, yeah, it's a good show. He's like, so tell me what you like about Entourage. And I was like, well, yeah, I like the characters' activities. They go around, you know, having their fun, and you know, I was like everyone's really entertaining. I was like, except Vince, I'm not really, you know, too big on Vince. He's kind of boring. Right. But then I was like, but I like Ari. You know, Ari has a lot going for him. He's a go-getter.
Ari,
you know,
he's drama.
He's making deals. Yeah. And then he's like, so tell me what's your bro or something. And first of all, let me just say that this venue we were at was at a bar in DC.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't hear jack shit.
Right.
Like, I really couldn't hear. And we didn't have, like, headsets like we have right now.
Right.
So I was, like, trying to feed off of every single word he said because I couldn't make out, like, most of
reading
it.
Reading his lips.
Yeah, I was like...
You're trying to lip read the interview.
And then, like, you're like, what the hell did you say to me? What the fuck?
Like, because I re-listened to the interview because it was just posted online the other day. And I re-listened to it and I heard, like, 30% more than I actually heard in real life.
Right.
Because I was like, oh my god, that's what he asked me? I didn't even realize. But he was like, so tell me about bro or something like that. And I was like, bro, what are you talking about, bro? And then he was like, yeah, you know, bro from Entourage. And I was like,
understand that question. Tell me about bro.
And then I was like,
Tell me about bro.
I was like, Johnny Drama? Because, like, you know, that's Vince's brother. Bro. And then he was like, not watch that show because they're all bros or something like that. And I was like, what? Like, I was just like, I don't even know what to say about that.
But see,
that.
Like, partially that's true because, like, the last time you were, because they're what, it's season 7?
I haven't
season
watched.
Six?
I haven't
there,
watched.
But it's the last one, isn't it?
Honestly.
Is all the shows ending now?
I think so. I think they're season 8, actually.
But this funny.
I haven't watched since the second season.
So when I was like, he's asking questions he's asking Carolyn about Entourage, but she's only seen, like, since Vince and Mandy Moore were going out on the episode.
I mean, I've seen a few other ones, but I haven't really kept up on that show, but I still like it. But then he was like giving me shit for liking that show. And so I'm like, yeah, I don't know, whatever. Who cares? It was a good interview. But
how did you get invited onto this show, by the way?
This guy, like,
fame.
Yes, fame.
Because you're famous.
Just famous,
obviously. But
just being famous.
Like, well, because what happened was, like, I got this email from him, and he probably is going to listen to this because he actually listens to our show.
Cool. Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, man. Yeah. How you doing, man? It was a good time.
His name is Brandon Weatherby.
Brandon.
Should we plug him?
Well, yeah.
YouMeThemEverybody.com.
So, like, he just was like, want to be on my talk show. And then I researched his show for a little bit, you know, I listened to a few, and I was like, all right, you know, I'm down with the publicity. I'll be on your show. So we arranged for that to happen. And then when we were, like, in person, it was like the first time meeting him. You know, after a few minutes, I like questioned him. I was like, "So how do you know me?" like you know, like, I kind of wanted to know just because. But he attended the I was on a panel talking about comics,
mm-hmm.
like a few months ago.
All right.
And he attended that panel.
In between the panels?
Yeah, in between the panels. Panel.
Panel? In between the panels?
Yeah. Was then, it in between then, the table? No,
no, in between the panels. Panel.
In between the table.
And then, like, we were talking about, he was saying that I'm a panelist, and I was, but it also has a double meaning, because comics, we draw panels.
Right, right.
Uh-huh. You know, like, like, anyway, but.
Aha, Brandon.
But yeah, so, like, it turned out good. I just, like, really couldn't hear anything. I don't know. I'm more of, like, a. Like one-on-one person, you know, or like I like how we have like our three people.
So
you know, like
that's more than one-on-one. That wasn't one-on-one.
But like but I want to be able to hear and like be able to have a real conversation. Like if we were in a bar, even if we were having a laid-back conversation, untaped in the bar,
right.
Like I still have problems hearing. It's just like
it's a place
that you won't see me in.
Do you think it's because we're so accustomed to have because you know over here at the studio everyone's on headphones, so
yeah,
we can hear.
That's what I was saying. Like we didn't have headphones at the bar. I couldn't hear anything. I mean, I had a great time. Thumbs up. It was awesome. But I just couldn't hear anything. And I haven't watched Entourage in like 3 years. So like, you know, I did the best I could do.
I heard y'all have some unknown or some more followers that you didn't know about for this show. Through what was it, iTunes?
Yeah, it's a lot more.
What is this about? I don't know. I don't pay attention to any of that.
No,
stuff.
I've just been hearing back. Like whenever I hear feedback. People are like, yeah, I checked it out on iTunes. I'm like, wow.
Oh, cool.
Because it's on automatic, so
does
I just leave that
like,
alone.
Does that count on our hits?
No.
Oh, really?
It doesn't. So it's like hits that's not registering at all.
Just somebody else put it on iTunes?
No, I have it linked. I have the show linked up.
Oh, you have it linked up.
So whenever whenever updates were from our source, it updates on iTunes automatically.
We still have to figure out how to change the image for our show.
It's already changed because I already changed the image. Yeah.
Oh.
Remember,
it has the
picture of like the mouth talking or something.
Oh,
like that.
Cool.
So that's already changed.
Nice.
With the update, with the episode 100 update, so
cool.
to speak. So how would you pitch Entourage, Brian?
This is I have a way I might pitch it.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's hear yours first.
Yeah,
and I'll feed off
of
that.
Oh, God.
Let's hear your pitch.
I'll be like
if I'm an executive. So you have a new. So you have a show that you. So I heard.
We have this,
I heard
we have
from
this character named
I heard from,
Vince.
I heard from Jimmy Levine that you have like a show that you want to pitch to me. Tell me about the show.
We have this character named Vince. He's an up and coming rising star.
I don't want it.
Here's how. Here's how I would start.
He's on Heads On. Heads On or whatever.
Head On.
You know how I'd start it. If you were executive, I'd be like, you know how everybody. This is not really my pitch, but
would
I'm
you
just
be
saying
in a world?
I'd start it.
In a world.
Far, far away. No. But basically, everybody wants to see inside the life of a movie star, so that's what it is.
Yeah.
Everybody pays for all these tabloids and all this money, and they want to like get in there and paparazzi. Well, now you get to see the inside life of a movie star.
So you mean I get to see like, are there going to be like big titty women? Is that how Hollywood?
You can see everything. The good, the bad, the ugly, all of it.
Who's gonna be starring? Is this a good looking person that'll make us a lot of money?
It's beautiful.
Everyone's beautiful. except for the older brother.
except for
Johnny Drama. Oh man.
He's a good looking guy in a way, right?
He has some appeal.
He has charisma.
Yeah, he has charisma. Everyone has charisma.
He looks like he has like weird plastic surgery.
Even Vince isn't that good looking.
Doesn't he? I don't think. Well, you know what? If I was to see Vince walking down the street, I'm not gonna lie, I might be like, oh, hey. But like,
to tell you the truth,
but like, I don't really actually think he's that great.
I think really the breakout.
As people think he is.
The breakout star, I think of Entourage, is Drama and Turtle. Like I think when people leave
what about
that.
Ari?
Yeah, probably Ari. But like Ari already had Ari
was
there before. He was already in movies and stuff like that. But the breakout was like because Jeremy Piven was in Serendipity, so he was already in movies.
Yeah, as the best friend.
He was also with Ellen's sitcom.
Yeah, but Matt Dillon Drama's been in a bunch of stuff too before. He was in Platoon and a bunch of other stuff.
Was he? He was in Platoon?
He was in Platoon.
Man.
Yeah, they've been around.
Then I guess the real breakout star is Turtle.
Yeah.
Because like a lot of girls,
like
I hear
from an unknown to like at least some type of star.
I do hear like a lot of girls do like Turtle, and if Jamie Lynn Singler likes Turtle,
not anymore.
She doesn't like she just doesn't like him anymore.
She's
like
no,
it's over.
Not anymore. It's over, Turtle.
Is that what happens? It's like now you're not good looking to me.
See, but that's what I think is funny about that interview with you, me, them, everybody. Because now I can like basically talk about Turtleneck, my character from Curls, and then I can totally. From there, go to Entourage. So you never know. Like that means you really have to be up on everything, you know. So like, I need to watch more Entourage, I guess.
That happens to me all the time.
I'm like, shit, I don't have time to watch all these shows. Everyone's like, oh, you haven't watched this, you haven't watched that, oh my god, what, you never watched Goonies?
And like, I'm too busy living life.
Like, and I'm like, yeah, because riches, I'm too busy, like,
living the life
actually
of riches.
Making shit, you know, like, I'm sorry.
No, but see, we got slack from that last, from the last episode, because we had Cooney on last time,
right.
And then we were told that, like we were sort of like so pretentious because we were just talking about how great we were for making work and people shouldn't critique us.
Nice. Yeah, but it's like there is no physical way that anyone can watch everything unless you're like Roger Ebert. You know, like,
yeah, unless that's your job.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just cannot devote my life to like all this stuff. I can't.
It's too much of it out there.
It's too much to pay attention to. But then I guess it kind of like makes you feel like, not bad, I mean, but it makes me feel like I should, but then I don't have time to watch all of it, you know?
You just got to put it on your to-do list and eventually get to it.
I will never get to watching the Goonies. But everyone's
what?
Like,
you've never seen the Goonies?
I've seen
it. I'm calling it out right now.
Yeah, but like, this is same reaction. I hear it like once every 2 weeks.
But this is like something that you should have seen when you were a kid.
Wait, but I don't see, like, sell, pitch me on the Goonies, man.
The Goonies? It's the greatest story ever if you're a kid.
But
because
like,
it's about going on a treasure hunt, dude, with all your buddies. And one of them's like Bonnie. He's got all these gadgets, and there's like mazes and pirates. I mean, it's like everything you want when you're a little kid.
When I watched Goonies, man, the one thing, the one thing that never connected with me was the type of bond they had with friends. I wasn't the type of friend, or didn't have friends, where we all just went around hugging each other and shit like that. I'm like, oh my god, it's a treasure! Hug each other.
Okay, if I found treasure, I might go hug my buddy. I'm sorry, if I just found a pirate ship full of gold jewels.
Look at me, come on.
Is it real treasure?
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about how, like, when you're a kid, at least when I was a kid in the neighborhood, all the neighborhood kids would all hung out at my house, and like, all the kids hung out there, so it was like the little hangout spot. We were all just retarded and do stupid things and just, you know, we'd hang out like every day. We'd go outside and play and go venture out into some, like, woods or whatever.
Other.
We didn't hug each other, but, you know.
Dude, they totally hugged each other all the time.
I mean, they didn't hug each other. I seen them, like, put their arms around each other like that, like,
was,
you know, leaning on them or
is
something.
Is it like a Sandlot or something?
Yeah, you know, that's kind of like Sandlot's awesome, too, but I was never into baseball, so.
I connect more with the Sandlot than I did with Goonies.
See, I saw the Sandlot. There's, like, a little monster out there.
I liked in the Goonies how they had, like, the one older kid is always the one who can have a girl. It's just like, right.
Only that,
like,
person.
He's 13. He has a girlfriend. Look at her. You know what I mean?
I think they also do a good job. Sandlot does it too, but you all have like the friends when you grow up. You have the one kid that's like
the big shot,
obnoxious. You have the one little chubby kid that's always there. You know what I mean?
Is that like, how your group was when you were growing up?
Yeah.
You're like,
I had all of them as my friends.
But
Ed was the older guy. He was like the older guy out of the friends. You know, he was the oldest. You know,
was he still?
And he had the girlfriend.
Was Ed still that big?
He was the oldest one out of it.
Oh. Brian, who out of your group of friends growing up was the first one to have a girlfriend? If that's
Let me think about this.
And did things change after that happened?
You know, I'm trying to think.
I like this emotional music.
No, I think I really don't know who the first one was to have a girlfriend.
It's tough for me to think about
that
too.
Do you remember?
I don't remember if Bovey had a girlfriend, or if Huzzard had a girlfriend, or if James had a girlfriend.
I don't think Huzzard had a girlfriend.
Or if Danny had a
Huzzard's girlfriend was that girl that he took to prom.
Dang, did anyone have a girlfriend in high school? Who was the first?
I don't remember. Bovey, because Bovey had Rachel.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, Mike Bovey. Yeah, that's true.
Bovey, right?
It's making us all sound all pathetic now. We're like, oh, I think
I might have been the first one, but I don't know.
Of course you're going to say that.
You're like, I'm the winner. Speaking of the fat kids in growing up.
What? When were we talking about fat kids like, growing up?
We were just were. I just talked about
it. Like a minute ago.
Yeah, Chunk.
We were deliberately talking about fat kids growing up.
Well, no, we mentioned that that's one of the gang. You know, everyone had like a little fat kid friend.
Oh, I remember that. Remember, like,
in the
Sandlot? That one, in the,
yeah.
I think that was me.
I saw that guy when I was in L.A.
You're like, that guy was me.
Like, the one of my favorite scenes in the Sandlot is when that one nerdy kid with glasses, I guess.
The nerdy kid.
He faked drowning so he can make out with the
hot lifeguard.
I watched the Sandlot in shop class, man.
Nice.
It really resonated with me at that point.
Like the dorky kid, like the Wonder Years type kid.
Yeah, and then like when she's when she like realizes that she just kid, like, because she he pulled her head in, or he pulled her head in, like when she's giving him mouth to mouth, and starts kissing, yeah. And then the music rises up, and then she's like, "You jerk!" And he's all like, "Yeah!" And then she grabs him by like the hair or ear, right. And throws him out, and everyone's all like, "You're the man, dude! You're the man!"
But I wanted to bring up the one of my favorite childhood movies, Heavyweights. You ever see that, Brian?
Heavyweights is awesome. Yeah, I saw Heavyweights.
You know, Heavyweights is still my top 10 list of all time of movies.
Really?
Yeah.
It was great. That movie was hilarious. I used to watch it all the time when I was younger.
And guess who worked on that? Judd Apatow.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my god, blows my mind. Because like,
I'm gonna get a drink of water.
I just recently found out that like, Judd Apatow worked on that, and at that time, you know,
Hey, Joe, you grab me some. You got some right there.
I thought you were actually going up.
I thought you were going upstairs too.
Do you want? I'll get everyone.
No, you don't, I mean, you don't have to, but you know.
Bro, I'll be back. Let's talk amongst yourself.
All right. Yeah. So like, you know, when I'm younger, I'm not really looking at credits and stuff, unless there's like a big star. Which I at that time in my life, my big star honestly was John Candy, another fat man.
Yeah. So John Candy was awesome. Well, it's funny because Ben Stiller was in that movie, but I never knew really who he was.
Yeah. At that time.
At the time when I was watching it, so.
But the funniest thing is that all Ben Stiller's characters kind of actually revolve around Perkis, like the whole Perkis power thing.
Perkis power. Oh, you mean that? Yeah.
Like
the movie?
That character, like, but like the Perkis power is like a higher end version of all of his. Characters now are like a watered down version of Perkis power or whatever.
Yeah, he was insane in that movie.
But like, I straight up love Heavyweights. It's the greatest movie. I mean, I don't know if I have it ranked, but it's definitely in my top 10.
Right.
For sure. And that had a lot of fat kids. And it had that kid from
Fat Camp.
And that, like, I always tell people about it. They're like, "No, man, I haven't seen that." And I'm like, "Oh my god, that's like my Goonies." I'm like, "Man, you haven't seen Heavyweights? What's wrong with you?
I don't have a perfect recollection of Heavyweights, but was there like a thin guy that got the girl?
Yeah,
he was a guy that used to be fat.
It was Paul Feig.
Yeah, it was Paul Feig.
So he got the girl?
He used to be fat and then he got skinny.
Yeah, he used to be fat and he used to attend the camp as a child, but now he's a camp counselor. He's older and he's all skinny. And then there was the female nurse at the camp. She was like all hot. And
was she all hot? Who was she?
Yeah, she was pretty good looking. I don't know her name, but she was on VIP with Pam Anderson.
Was she Pam
Anderson? No, she wasn't Pam Anderson, but she was one of another character on VIP.
How would you pitch? Can you pitch me Heavyweights? Could you sell me Heavyweights?
It's a story about a fat kid's camp.
Sold.
It's like, wow. We need that in our scheduling.
And like the owner, they change ownership to like this menacing workaholic named Tony Perkins, played by Ben Stiller. And he takes over the camp and makes all the fat kids like... He takes all their candy away and like
makes like a military camp.
It's like,
he takes all their candy away.
Well, because they.
What's the worst thing you can do to a fat person? Take away their food.
He takes all their food and weighs them and publicly and like.
Is this Ben Stiller?
Yeah. And then the camp revolts and like fat kids show him what it's like to have fun.
Is that a pitch? Like I'm trying now. I'm confused on what actually is a pitch. You know what I mean? Like
what is a pitch? The name of this episode should be called Pitch It to Me.
Pitch It to Me. But what is, I mean, what exactly is a proper pitch? Like, are you supposed to be like, all right, so yeah, it's in outer space
like
and has boobies and stuff in it.
No, you're supposed to be selling your idea. Why they need to buy this idea from me.
So it's like, why do I need to get Heavyweights? Well, it's like, you have a million fat people out there, or a lot of people out there who also are not happy with the way they look. And this is actually about, like, giving them confidence and fighting for what they believe in. And you don't have to be the perfect shape. Is that it right there?
But for me personally, I was never.
So it's like battling insecurities. It's about being. Yeah.
This is a way deeper movie than just a comedy about
fat kids. It is a way deeper movie. But you know what?
Because you have people from different levels. Maybe everyone has something they want to change about them.
But you know
so that's
what?
How people around the world can relate to Heavyweights.
For me,
check it out.
That's all they want to see because it's tickets, man. That's all they think about is tickets.
For you? Well, I guess that's how we have to think about pitching it then.
Yeah.
For you?
But for me, it was like, I was never really like super fat. So like I was like,
imagine being super fat.
Well, I was never even, okay, let's just put it this way. I was never even fat. Like I've never even been overweight or any of that.
Right.
So, like, for me, I had, like, honestly none of that appeal to me. But, like, to me, I actually just liked the writing and all the characters, and, like, I liked how they went on their adventures and battled Perkins. And also, like, there's a lot of great quotes in that movie. Just, like, silly shit that, like, doesn't really amount to anything if I was to announce it here. But it's just, like, stuff that when you watch it, you're just like, man, that's funny as shit, man. Like, you see, like, there's, like, this German counselor named Lars, and he tries to, like, find all their food and stuff, and he's like, give me your food. And he's all, like, German and shit. It's awesome.
When did when that movie come out?
I don't know the date, but...
That's not a Goonies type.
It's probably, like, an 80s movie.
Is it an 80s movie?
No, I don't know. 90? No.
Heavyweights 90s? Is, like, probably late 90s.
Late 90s? No, early 90s. No. I don't know, man.
My perception of movies when I was...
early 90s, but I don't know.
My perception of movies when I was younger is, like... I don't know, it's
maybe
weird.
Maybe 92?
You know, because when you see all these movies, like, made for kids these days, you're always like, man, I'm not going to watch that crap. But then, like, when I put my mind in, like, the kids' standpoint, you know what I mean? It's sort of like, I guess they would really want to see that. They want to see, like, what's a kid movie that came out? Like, Gulliver's Travels or something.
Or there's another one called, like, Mom Went to Mars or something like that. And I honestly saw the trailer and I was like, why would anyone want to watch this? It's basically, like, 3D. I think it's 3D, is it?
I don't know. Everything's in 3D.
I don't know if
now.
It's 3D, yeah, it but is. It's an animated movie.
Food commercials are 3D.
That basically has, like, a family, and then the mom gets, like, what is it called when the aliens pick you up from...
Abducted.
Abducted. Yeah, the mom gets abducted. And then everyone's like, where's mom? And then, like, they go on an adventure to find her, and it turns out that she's with the aliens in space. And, like, the aliens are abducting
are
all these
moms. Are
you
talking about Aliens Need Moms or whatever?
Yes.
Yeah, that movie.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for that, and I was like,
Imagine how they
It's made by Disney.
That must have been a fucking awesome pitch then to get that. So imagine, like, you're a kid, man, and what's the one thing as a kid you want to get rid of your mom because she's just so annoying? Imagine if she gets abducted
and then
she's
you really
an alien.
Need her.
Yeah, like, and then you're like, wow, she's really something.
And she's important. But
so
then maybe
so it's actually pro mom propaganda.
It's a pro mom propaganda, but I don't know if I'd want to see it. Because I mean,
of course,
I
want to see it.
But, like, you know what? Maybe it's good for, like, the moms too, because the mom's paying for the kids to go see the movie, and then the mom's like, oh, let's go to this movie, you know, because right. She wants to be entertained too, and she sees that her job position is something that's important. So it teaches the kids that lesson. But it's still, like, I don't know if I'd want to see that. It doesn't seem as entertaining, at least from a children's perspective.
It's tough for me to ever go out and really see movies I want to see or that I don't, you know, that I don't care about anyway.
Right.
Like, for me, I don't know why it took me the longest time. Well, I do know why it took me the longest time to see Breaking Bad. It's for one thing, like, Breaking Bad, like, people have always been, I was always like, hey, man, you watch Watchmen, do you watch Mad Men? And they're like, no, I watched Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad's awesome. You gotta check it out. And, you know, I never watched those shows on time anyway, like, live. But, of course, Black Friday came around. $13 for each episode. I had to, or for each season. Had to scoop it up, man. Yeah. And that premise is fucking awesome.
It is awesome.
I like that.
So why don't you pitch a Breaking Bad to me? I've never seen it.
For me, man, Breaking Bad has always been about a guy who's trying to provide for his family when he's sick for cancer. It's like, what would you do if you were against all odds and you're about to die and you wanted to leave something for your family? You know what I mean?
So you sold
and
drugs?
But the thing is, you're a teacher, so you can't really make money. So to pay for your bills and to pay for all that and to take care of your family, you're a chemistry teacher. Well, what can chemistry do? We can make drugs. Well, since I'm also a genius at making chemicals and stuff like that, my drugs are going to be the best fucking shit in the world. You know
so
what I mean?
What does he do to them to make it, like, the best?
No, he's pretty much like a physicist, right?
He's a chemist.
Yeah, he's a chemist. So he knows.
Does he sell them
but
to
he's
the
like
kids
a,
at school?
He's like a Nobel Prize winning chemist or something.
Yeah,
like
so. So it's like imagine that in
and
making
drugs.
And he's
just teaching high school, and he doesn't have money.
Well, there's
he just won one. He's just teaching high school. I mean, once you have a kid and a wife, I guess you settle down.
Yeah.
And you got to do that stuff.
And then he expects
cancer to come along. So
yeah, and cancer. And then he has all these bills that are built there, and he can't pay for all
Does
that.
Does he sell
stuff.
The drugs?
Well,
he wants to make
He wants to make enough money so that he can take care of his family when he passes, so they can be set up for the rest of their lives, basically.
Well, what's also
and his kid's crippled, so that kind of
it's interesting. And they take their time telling the story too.
Yeah.
It's like not,
a Mad Men style taking time,
but it's not like they're making all these dealings in one episode. It's not like they're dealing like to like 100 people. It's like they take their time about like. There's drama in which they try to basically first find the materials And well, the first thing he does,
the moral dilemmas that come along with it also. So.
And like, you know, it's, so it's the dad from it's the dad from what's it called? Malcolm in the Middle.
Malcolm in the Middle. So, that's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the main guy.
He's a fucking two-time
Bryan Cranston.
It's a two-time Emmy Award winner for that role, I think.
Wait, he's the main guy?
He is Mr. White. He's Walter. Also, like, I'm a big fan of, like, also the other character, the guy who plays Jesse, who was a former student of his. And actually, that's one of the main reasons. That's how the story basically starts. So he finds out he has cancer. His brother-in-law is the DEA. So he's like, he's finding out that, like, oh, people are making a lot of money selling drugs, and he can make drugs. So he takes a ride. With the cop car.
Ride along.
Yeah, ride along. And he finds out all these things about how to make drugs and do it properly.
So it's kind of like Dexter in a way, because Dexter has like an inside situation. Brian, have you watched Dexter?
Mm-hmm.
So, like,
huge fan.
Yeah, Dexter has like his whole inside situation too.
So that would that would be my pitch, man.
Right, but Dexter was kind of born with it, his dilemma. You know what I mean? Like, that's the only difference, I think, is that Dexter was born with his dilemma. This guy's been good all his life, been a square kind of guy his whole life, and now he's got to do something bad to do something good.
And that's the cool thing that's in contrast of Dexter and Breaking Bad. Like, in my head, they almost exist in a similar world, but the characters are different because of Mr. White. You see his progression of almost being pretty much an innocent trying to survive, but then once the business comes in, he's like, well, I have this great product. Well, you got to get into that sort of, like, business drug dealer mindset if you want to make all that money. It's not just like, oh, people are going to buy it. Well, now, remember, this is a business, and other drug dealers are going to be like, well, you're trying to get in on my, trying to break
like
down
a territorial
on
thing.
Yeah, it's a territorial thing, and they have to deal with that. But with Dexter, he's trying to remain Dexter. You know what I mean? He's trying just not to reveal Dexter to everyone else. And that's always the cool. So he stays the same while Walter, like, always will progress or change in the long run. So we see how it happens. So Dexter is always like that sort of like, are you gonna catch me? You can't catch me. It's like a chase.
Yeah, Dexter's another one of those shows that, like, I haven't watched in 2 years. Just not because I don't think it's bad. It's actually a really great show. At first, I was, like, hesitant to get into it because of, like, blood and, he's a serial killer and stuff. And I'm like, I don't know if I really want to watch a show about a serial killer. But I ended up, like, I was like, might as well try it since I've heard so many good things about it. But I've only seen, like, 5 episodes. And then that was, like, 2 years ago, and I just got busy. But yeah,
pick it back up sometime because it's really good.
It's really it's definitely worth. Like, Dexter seems like a show that I would pitch. Like, that seems like the world. Even Breaking Bad is a type of show that I feel like I would pitch. There'll be no way that I could feel confident pitching like Glee. Oh yeah, so it's the Glee Club. Like, there's no way I can relate to it.
Well, yeah,
not saying that I want to kill someone or deal drugs, but it just seems like the subject matter.
I can't relate to this.
Even though I relate more to singing than.
I heard that Glee is doing an all Justin Bieber episode.
Really? Why?
Because I get, they're banking in on it. Banking in on the Bieber.
Can you pitch Justin Bieber to people?
Pitch Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So we got this kid.
This kid can do everything, man. He, like, plays drums. He can play all these instruments. He has a good singing voice.
He's like the
dance.
White Usher.
He is like
the
White
Usher.
He's like the White Usher,
does
man.
Does he
we
play
make
instruments?
Lots,
what does he do?
Yeah, I've seen him play
is
drums.
He good?
I've seen him play drums on Jimmy Fallon. It was pretty good.
Brian plays drums, though.
Mm-hmm.
So Brian could be Justin Bieber,
I could
too,
be
man.
Justin Bieber. I'm just not young enough, and I don't have that weird hair.
You need to get, like,
that helmet head.
The comb-over hair.
Yeah.
Man.
But, I mean, I think, like, if you look back on a lot of the icons of, I guess, top teen music, it's all really about the hair, if you really think about it.
So Elvis.
Even, like,
Elvis's
hair and NSYNC. Like,
he's not known for the hair.
But didn't Justin Timberlake have, like, that curly hair and everyone liked it?
Everyone liked Justin Timberlake because he acted black. That's
because
he was.
I like him because he acts black, but what about Britney Spears?
I remember there was, like, something written. They're like, someone's got to tell. No, they had, like, an award or something like that.
Well,
in
Elvis
some magazine.
Acted
maybe,
black too.
Maybe it was, like, an Ebony, and they had, like, honorary black man award goes to Justin Timberlake.
A lot of black people like him. But like,
because yeah,
but you know what? Elvis
black.
Elvis actually, he's like, yeah, Elvis, man, was up? The first white performer.
That's not like Michael Jackson voice right there.
Hey, what's up?
You down my dog? Yeah.
But see, Michael Jackson reverted. Nice. He's like, I'm not going to be black anymore. I'm going to be white. But like, you
I
know,
be translucent.
I'm going to be ghost. You know, but like, basically, Elvis, when he was starting out, he basically merged like the black music. He brought black music to white people. Well, he brought like black music to white people. A lot of people, when you know, back then they didn't have internet, so they didn't know what these people looked like.
Imagine they had internet back then.
And so, like, you know, they would hear Elvis and they would think he was a black guy. Some people thought that. And then, you know, it was this big revelation because they're like, oh, he's white. And then everyone's like, oh, he's acceptable. You know? Like, that bridged the gap. And so, like, you know, in a way, like, I don't know if he takes full credit. But
I heard that Elvis was pretty racist, too.
Really?
Yeah.
He's like, what I don't
know. I heard that from somewhere that he was like,
who knows what he thought? Yeah. He's all over the place when you look at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's true.
What is the truth about Elvis? Was he a racist? It's hard to imagine him being.
I've been to Graceland, though.
Really? How was Graceland?
And you're like, wow, these all these people are racist.
Like, car museum and all that.
I want to see.
He has like nooses and stuff with bodies.
Oh God!
Is that what you're talking about? This is Elvis' collection.
I want to hear more about this. I want to hear more about this Graceland. Tell me about it. Pitch it to me.
Pitch Graceland to me. Remember Elvis? This is where he lived.
It was exactly what you think of me. It's just like a bunch of kooky ass fucking Elvis loving people that were all over the place.
So when did you go? Did you go on like an anniversary of his death or birthday?
No, I was just driving cross country and I just
stopped by
to check it out. I went into his plane, his private jet. Then he had like a little car museum, which is pretty cool. Saw all his cars.
Are you saying people
I've seen one of his cars before.
People just hang out and they're like, we love Elvis.
No, yeah, people hang out. They're like dressed like Elvis. Like a lot of them are dressed like Elvis. Like seriously,
how many people?
Like, I mean, there was probably 400 or 500 people there when I went
on like an average day.
Yes, there was a lot. And then I'd say at least like 100 of them were dressed up like Elvis. And not dressed up. No, this is the thing. Some of them weren't dressed up like Elvis. That's the way they look every day of their life.
That's awesome. Like, that's awesome.
Like they are Elvis. Like they weren't.
That's why people think he's still alive, man.
Yeah.
It's like there's one of these guys got to be the real one.
That's like, right. Maybe they got to be him.
It's like Bubba Hotep.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I want to go there just to see the people that are there.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Where's Graceland again?
It's in Memphis, right? Yeah.
Is it close? Like it's close to Memphis?
Yeah,
didn't we see that movie that had that Asian couple that went to Greece
Mystery Lake? Train?
Yeah, Mystery Train.
Yeah,
only the
far.
One of the most influential movies of my career.
That was in Memphis. Of my career.
Yeah, Memphis is awesome. It's a great place.
So, like, I want to know more about Memphis. What?
It's awesome. That's what you like, need to know.
So, basically, I need to go there.
Yeah, you need to go.
How far is that from here?
I didn't really get to check out the whole thing in Memphis. We were only there, you know, for a couple hours. Mm-hmm. So we were driving through.
Drove there, got some fries. And got
we got barbecue, you know.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah.
Went to Beale Street, which is the main drag that has all the barbecue and bars and live music everywhere. Like, just people on the streets playing live music.
What year
we went
did
to
you
the
go?
Blues Hall of Fame or whatever it is. They got, like, a Blues Hall of Fame there or something. Went into that museum, Blues Museum or something. I forgot what they
called.
It wasn't
the
Rock and Roll
this?
Hall of Fame.
There's all these
like
museums.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's in Cleveland. Over
yeah, it there. Wasn't Rock and Roll. It was like okay. A blues museum or something.
So what year was this?
07.
07, okay. Because I know that for the AIJ Leadership Retreat, it was there one year. And like from what I heard, they said like the feedback was, you know, like on the streets, it was kind of like a rundown city, which I would expect. But they were saying that it's kind of like... what word, like a dilapidated, like at one point like it used to look good, and they said that one place that they went had photographs of how like the streets used to look, and there was like people and like mm-hmm. action activity going on, and then it showed like the street current day and it was all run down, nobody was out there.
Oh, it's definitely like has that really old town southern run down mm-hmm. feel to it.
Was it pretty cool?
I like that.
Huh? Like it's like a yeah. bluesy grindy.
Yeah,
it's grindhouse.
It's grindhouse. I mean, grindhouse. I can see liking that, but maybe like it's just not. It can grindhouse. Still have like that rundown appeal, but maybe like have more people there. You know, like
well, when I went,
like,
there was people because okay. on Beale Street, there's always people because it's like the main drag.
Yeah,
you know, it's like the tourist attraction basically for Memphis. But you know, if you're drink beer like I do, and you like to go sit outside and have a beer and some barbecue and listen to live blues music, it's pretty cool. Like,
yeah, I want to
check some of the old
day.
Stuff out. I had a lot of fun there.
Yeah, I want to go there.
I feel like I need
and
to journey
Nashville.
More. I need to journey more to the southern sights. I haven't really seen a lot. I've seen more of northern sights than southern sights.
I don't think you've been to many places in the south, have you?
I've been to Georgia,
North Carolina.
I've been to all of them. I just haven't been to the key sites.
You haven't been like further west.
Yeah.
Like
more middle.
Like Tennessee and Kentucky and stuff.
Kentucky. Tennessee's pretty cool.
Tennessee's nice.
Some parts of Tennessee are really ghetto.
Well, everywhere is like that too. I mean, even there's places in Northern Virginia or Richmond that's ghetto too.
So maybe that's something that we can do in this 2011 sometime. We'll just take a drive, go south, you know what I mean?
Dude.
Will they hate me? I hope they don't hate me.
We'll sell our comic books out of the trunk.
Yeah. <There you go.
laughs>
That's and some crab.
Crabs and comic books.
Crabs and comic books where it's going to be. I definitely think that's something that I'm going to do.
Crabs and comics, come get it.
You just put up that sign by your car on the side
and cornbread.
Well, there you go.
On the side.
There's another episode in the can. I forget what number it is now, but I do 100 and something, but I do know that my name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn. And thank you for Brian.
Oh, yes, yes. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Maybe we'll catch you next time, man.
All right.
Everyone have a good night. See you later, Carolyn.
Adios. Gallons of the stuff I gave you, all that you can drink, and it has never been enough. I gave you blood.